The Burt Show.
You know, we were talking about superficial resolutions last year, and we really haven't talked about them too much, like, this year, have we?
Not superficial ones,
I've got one that has sort of been in the back of my head for a long time now, but this year I'm going to do something about it. And when a story like this comes out, it reminds me that this is something I really want to get good at.
Okay.
And that's being naked. I'm serious.
Right.
I'm totally serious, man. For no real reason, man. I think I'm just one of those families where, like, everybody kept their clothes on and, like, nudity wasn't dirty. It was just we never did it.
Well, not too many families walk around naked in the house, but...
Yeah, I think that's extreme.
What do you mean?
For families to be nude?
Oh, I don't think... Check this out. 404-741-Q100. Wait till you hear this. Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
I know. I grew up with a... neighbors who are nude family.
Oh, yeah, man.
And it was totally like...
Totally normal for mom and dad and kids and everybody to walk around naked?
Look, we've taken calls from like adult women that said that their fathers still walk around the house naked when they go to visit.
The only people I know that are like that have parents that are European.
Or you like live out in Northern California somewhere.
No, literally. Like
literally.
My friends who have parents who were born in Europe are the ones who walk around naked. But other than that, I don't know anybody.
I mean, like, my parents would change. They never got naked. They had no problem changing. Like, their bedroom door might be open, and they're changing clothes for something. And so maybe that was the message that it's no big deal to, you know, your body's no big deal. They didn't, like, lock the door to change their clothes or anything.
Everybody in here can walk around your house naked, no problem, and be comfortable.
Yes.
Like, who's over?
Like, just you. I mean, just you or even just you and Jessica.
The only thing that weirds me out is I've been trapped upstairs naked because if somebody comes to the front door, then
that was a little awkward.
It's not funny. There's the only way downstairs is right into the front of the house, which is all windows. Mm-hmm. And there's actually been a time where I've been in my office and Jessica yells, "Do you have any laundry?" And the laundry that I have is the clothes that I'm wearing. And I've thrown them over the edge and she's thrown them in the washer. And then the doorbell rings.
Ooh, and then
and I'm upstairs, and not only am I trapped, I'm in my office, which is like a thing. So, and you can't even run across because then you look like a streaker, and that's
house.
Awesome. Hey, I know it's gonna sound like a weird 911 call, but I'm at a guy's door, and the dad from Family Guy is upstairs running around naked.
There is a display at the Museum of Modern Art right now that's just nothing but naked people.
Oh, I saw that.
It's called the Marina Abramovich. The artist is present, and it shows live nude performers facing each other in a narrow doorway. So people are this close to each other, nude.
Oh, I saw this.
Looking at each
yes.
other while...
And you have to pass between them.
You've got to pass between them in some cases. My goal, seriously, this year would be, at some point this year, I would like to be naked somewhere in public.
I'll do it with you.
I'll handle this one. I got this. I'm going to go solo on this one. But I don't know the baby steps to wean myself up to it. Like, I think baby step one, I am not even comfortable in my home with only my family around naked.
I think that's the first step.
I would not want to be in my house walking around naked.
Even by yourself.
By myself. That's how kind of freaky it is.
Because that may be the first baby step.
And it's not a body conscious thing because I'm comfortable with my body. I really am. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. It's just really, I feel so naked.
I think that you need to do it as like this week, at some point this week, you need to, even if it's just in your bedroom at your house, for 1 hour, just be naked.
Sit on the couch,
watch TV, lie on the bed, take a nap, whatever it is you do for 1 hour by yourself. No kids around because that might freak you out. But just by yourself, just be naked.
Well, have you guys been online before just naked?
Yes.
I mean, you're not necessarily
chatting.
Yeah, like you work
like
at your computer naked.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, if anything, I'd have like boxers on.
Can I?
No.
You want to be traumatized?
Uh-oh. You've emailed Bert naked.
Most mornings when...
I love this.
You may want to put your shirt down
Seizing.
Over... Yeah. Here we go, tent man. Most mornings when I email you later in the morning, I'm probably naked. Because I take my BlackBerry, I sit at my computer. As soon as I get up, I go to my computer, do some work. Mm-hmm. Then I go into the bathroom, and anybody who writes me back, I've just gotten out of the shower, and I love to brush my teeth naked and look at myself in the mirror. So that's...
Say that. Yeah.
Hey, Kristen, good morning. You're on Q100. Hey.
I grew up, my dad was
totally comfortable being naked all the time and still is at 67. I don't know why. He just, you know, it's never been an issue for him.
And will at now as an adult and you as an adult, because we've taken these calls before, where grandpa will still walk around naked in the house when the grandkids are there and his kids are there as well?
Yeah, he does. And it's awkward for me as an adult because, you know, you go, you look at it and you go, oh, Lord, he put some pants on. But, you know, it's something I've lived with my whole life, and it doesn't faze any of us, really. It's just like, oh, God, here he comes.
I think when you have that around you all the time, you're fine with it. Like, if Stacey and I even are just in the same room together alone, mm-hmm. I mean, we're not intimate. Intimate, I got zero problem naked at all. But if we're just standing in the room together naked, I'm insecure.
Will you get out?
Really? Isn't that weird?
Would you get out of the shower and walk into, because I'm assuming that your master bathroom is attached to your bedroom, master bedroom, right?
Yes.
So let's say she's lying on the bed watching TV or reading a book or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You get out of the shower and you don't like the clothes that you've brought into the bathroom with you.
Mm-hmm.
Will you walk into the master bedroom because the shorts that you were wearing are sitting on the edge of the bed naked? Or do you have the towel around you?
Towel around.
Really?
I know.
And when you say do you guys ever sleep naked, you and Stacey?
I will from time to time, yeah. Sleeping naked doesn't bother me.
That's maybe a good step.
It's really weird. It's almost like a phobia.
If you were going to sleep naked, would you go from the shower to the bed? Or would you have a towel around you and then strip real quick and get under the covers?
I wouldn't. That would not be the reason why I would sleep naked.
Oh. Like you wouldn't
sleep
naked.
Like if you finished doing something, then you would probably be dressed.
I'm out and I wake up the next morning.
That doesn't count.
I think I would never purposely
sleep naked. Yeah.
Hey, do you wear bathrobes around the house? And if yes, will you describe them?
I'll tweet today. Good morning, Sarah. You're on Q100. Hey.
Hey, Kurt, I just wanted to tell you, I'm on the same exact page that you are because I feel the same way. And I'm not insecure about the way I look. I just don't like being naked.
It's just weird. So vulnerable like that. And
no, it is. And I mean, I don't know. I like the way it feels to have clothes on. And I've tried to sleep naked. People are like, oh, it feels so freeing. You'll love it. And I give it a shot and I'm miserable, and I wake up and I'm like sweating, and I hate it.
Yeah, this is going to be the year. My goal this year.
Sweating.
How do you wake up sweaty if you're naked?
and you don't wake up sweaty when you have clothes on?
Well, because she's all freaked out.
Okay.
Oh, nervous.
If I sleep naked, generally I'll have a dream or a nightmare that I'm in some public place and I'm naked also. And everybody's laughing or looking or I'm really awkward.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. So this year my goal would be like, I want to go to like a nudist camp, even if it's for just an hour at some point where they don't know me.
We got to build you up to that.
That's like graduation day.
That's graduation day.
1 hour this week.
1 hour this week.
By yourself.
You got to spend it
naked.
Regular routine, but it's naked.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
Like during the entertainment buzz. From the 7 o'clock entertainment buzz to the 8 o'clock entertainment buzz, you're completely naked.
Let's do it.
We will see you. No, it's not.
The Bird Show.